His gentleman in the white shirt in the back.
Yes, sir. Nehemiah stated that the elders of the soldier say to me, so the closure was made so you would not have to issue a consumption advisory?
Correct.
Are there any other places in the state that have high mercury levels?
Not that would warrant a consumption advisory. There is one area in the last SWOT analysis that we are looking at, again, in the Sheepskin River.
There's an EPA report that U.S. Castle Bay has a consumption advisory for our analysis.
For mercury?
Mercury levels.
I'm not familiar with that. I've never seen that. I'd love to see a copy of that, but I'm not familiar with that. And I'm not sure what the basis for that would be. It certainly would not. The EPA funds the SWOT analysis and collaborates with DEP on that, so take a look at it. Yeah, if we could get a copy, we'd appreciate it. But we're not familiar with that.
Have there any thought of giving the affected lawsuit a compensation for the loss of property values and business values?
So again, the state typically does not compensate for loss of fishing opportunity. When we close clam flats due to pollution, we can't compensate clammers. I certainly appreciate what you're asking, but the state would not be the party to pursue that with.
Rendering this small area now from 4 foot to 12 point.
I'm sorry, did you just ask if it was a conservative?
Yes.
I think we are being very health protective, yes. It, again, we could have not issued a closure at all, we could have issued a consumption advisory. Our concern about that was that recreational harvesters might be eating from that area on a regular basis, and then also that we couldn't control what the impact to the brand might be from the lawsuit. Clams are not closed in the Penobscot River. Well, I shouldn't say that. There are some closed areas, but along the Cape Jellison shoreline, and the work that the Penobscot River Mercury Study showed, clams did not have elevated levels. So there has not been additional testing.
There's a question for Kyle. How come it's not affecting the clam? Just a different mechanism of...
What I'm told, when we take the skin off the neck, a lot of the heavy metals are concentrated in the skin, so it's not hard to hold that. It's also just where you are in the food chain, too. So the higher... Methylmercury bioaccumulates at the food chain, so the higher you are in the food chain. It's why swordfish and shark are so high. Because they're big predators eating at the top of the food chain, so they're eating things that have higher mercury. So the lower you are on the food chain in general, the lower your mercury levels are going to be, as opposed to things that are more predaceous.
Can you talk about the mobility of mercury? Your chart seems to suggest that it's coming down the river. So what causes mercury to move? Maybe the CDC gel can speak to that.
Well, So I guess I would say I don't think that what we're showing you tonight, the fact that we've extended the closure, is an indication that the mercury is moving. Again, we didn't have any data for the Cape Jellison shoreline, and we needed additional data along the Turner Point shoreline. So I think when we collected that data, our objective was to determine, did we actually have the line in the right place? And we determined that we didn't have the right line in the right place. I don't think we're seeing the mercury moving. Recall that this the majority of this discharge of mercury happened in the late 60s and early 70s. Did certainly continue for some time after that, however, but the majority of it was dumped quite some time ago. So I don't think there's an indication that the mercury is moving.
If you want to see the after, I have a couple of figures from the Penobscot River Mercury Study. You can actually see the sediment levels. And that'll help, I think, understand some of the distribution you're seeing. So you can see that's data that they measured a while ago, but you can see sediment levels for different areas, and somewhat matches up with what you see in the play area.